This is KUT. In Austin ISD, access to advanced placement courses is still limited in most East Austin public high schools. Students there, who are predominantly poor, are mainly offered dual credit courses, where students can take courses at a local college for high school and college credit. But as dual credit programs grow statewide, KUT's Kate McGee examines how the choice to take dual credit or an AP course could affect a student's future.
Brianna Miller started high school on Austin's west side at Anderson High School. But a few months into her first year, her family had to enter a homeless shelter on the east side. Brianna says it was clear her home life was very different from her classmates.
I was embarrassed because, you know, knowing that Anderson is in a more affluent neighborhood, I knew there was going to be a lot of students there who, you know, they had like homes and stuff to where they could say, let's have a study group, let's do that. And to think that I wouldn't have that was embarrassing.
The two-hour commute across the city by bus soon became too much. Brianna transferred to her neighborhood high school, LBJ. She planned to transfer back to Anderson her sophomore year until she took her first dual credit course through Austin Community College.
It helped me more only because I was able to get out into a college setting and get that extra preparation.
Brianna isn't homeless anymore, and she's entering her senior year with 34 college credits. She says at LBJ, students are encouraged to take dual credit courses through ACC if they qualify. But she says she never considered taking advanced placement courses for college credit. That's because no one at LBJ ever asked her if she wanted to.
At LBJ, I remember like my first time filling out choice sheets at LBJ. Like the counselor came in and just told you which classes to pick.
At Anderson, she was given options.
What do you want to take? What kind of electives do you want to do? We have these different kind of core classes. You can take them in this order.
Looking at Austin ISD data, few students are taking AP tests at three of the four traditional high schools east of I-35. And those who aren't scoring well enough to get college credit. Students at East Austin schools are mainly taking dual credit courses through ACC. It's part of the district's early college program at LBJ, Reagan, and Travis High Schools.
Historically, those campuses have been underserved as far as connecting to college. Early college high schools were designed for first-generation college goers that primarily come from low-income families. That's the whole model. It's designed for that purpose.
That's Edmund Oropez with Austin ISD. Here's how the early college program works. Students are tested to see if they're considered ready for college-level work. If they pass, they can take college courses for free. If they earn enough credit, they can even graduate from high school with an associate's degree, too.
Students can see, not 4 years from now, that I can start going to college. I can see it next year. If I work hard, I can see I have a pathway through higher education.
That's Richard Rhodes. He's the president of Austin Community College.
Dual credit is probably one of the most equalizing avenues to bring higher education to all segments of our population.
Research shows if a student takes dual credit in high school, the chance they'll go to college increases. Historically, low-income students have been shut out of advanced placement courses because of the cost of the test or lack of access. Nationally, the number of low-income students taking AP exams has increased over the past decade. But in many East Austin high schools, that lack of access to AP courses still exists. LBJ only offers four AP courses. That compares to the Liberal Arts and Science Academy, the magnet school in the same building, which offers 26 AP courses. As AP classes remain limited in some schools, students district-wide are taking more dual credit courses.
That's really where you've seen the rise now in dual credit across our district, because now families realize the cost savings of doing that really translates to thousands and thousands of dollars saved.
That's Edmund Oropez with Austin ISD again. Oropez says the imbalance in AP course offerings is partly historical. Some schools have been focused on AP classes for years, but the district tries to offer students as many course options as possible.
It's really driven by our families and their needs.
And Oropez says low-income students are leaning toward dual-credit courses.
Because if they don't want to spend an entire semester, an entire year, and then you have a bad day, you're sick the day of the test, and you're not going to get your college credit.
This afternoon, we'll hear from one student who made the choice to take dual credit rather than AP, and what those choices mean for college admissions and how well students do down the road. Kate McGee, KUT News.